How thoroughly unbizarre. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The gossip news today is all about where's the body going? Why was a helicopter at Neverland last night? Did you realize the names Michael and Jackson each have seven letters and yesterday's date was 7-7? And yet for 2 hours, we watched Michael Jackson's friends say goodbye to him and there wasn't a single bizarre moment. Except maybe Al Sharpton's claim that it was Michael Jackson who made Americans comfortable with the idea of Barack Obama.
Those young kids grew up from being teenage to being 40 years old and being comfortable to vote for a person of color to be the president of the United States of America.
I think you have to give Sarah Palin some credit. But beyond that, no weirdness. We were told that the real Michael Jackson wasn't some alien in a hyperbaric chamber, but a regular guy who had his personal chef serve Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wait a minute, Michael, you eat Kentucky Fried Chicken?
A regular guy who didn't take himself too seriously.
When he started wearing the glove, I was like, what's up with the glove? He'd just shake his head and he would just smile.
But the biggest surprise was that he apparently succeeded at something even more important than being the greatest entertainer who ever lived.
Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
And you wonder, why would anybody go to all that work to be remembered as the king of pop when you have three children who wanted to remember you as just pop? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.